Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl who says she doesn't have high blood pressure and with the guy who says he does, Jamie Bloom.
No, I've not struggled with that other than during pregnancy one time. I had problems with blood pressure.
Do you know how high it was?
Pregnancy, no.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what mine is supposed to be now.
Actually,
yeah.
That's one of the things on the list here is they're saying monitor your blood pressure at home.
Yeah, and we have one. My husband struggles with it.
Do you have the old-fashioned kind that you pump the bulb?
I believe
and
that's what it
listen
is.
For?
Yeah.
We had one of those for years, and so Lisa was my nurse's aide that would do that. And and then I bought one at Patterson's for $35.
Yeah,
and it's very accurate. The reason I say it's very accurate is she checks it against her thing, and then compared to when I go other places, it's nothing to it. Pull the sleeve on, push the button.
Yeah.
I usually do it 3 times to get an average, but the average usually falls within 4 points.
Okay, yeah.
And I suspect if you had a person doing it, it would vary too.
Sure, yeah.
They fall in there, but I struggled with higher blood pressure. I mean, not like I have some friends that's over 200, but I was like 160 over 110, and it was like I wasn't getting it down. So I finally let the doctor do what he wanted to do 10 years before that. Give me high
Put
blood
you on
pressure
medication.
Man. Well, and in fact, I was not wanting to do it and that sort of thing, and I had a friend that mentioned I have a friend that mentioned that he had taken and I go, really? And, yeah, there ain't nothing to it. You just take that little pill and boom, drops you right in. Now, I'm not going to say who my friend is, but if you recognize his voice from that. Okay, you can guess who it was. And I'm just like him. I take that pill and within 2 days, bam, it just drops right in there.
Yeah. So you take it daily then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, blood pressure pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been lucky with that. I've not struggled with that yet, but my husband does.
Okay, this pill is so tiny. I can't. They have a different color, thank goodness. But I can't see the pill without my glasses on.
Wow.
I mean, it's so tiny.
Really small.
And how a pill that tiny
can make that much difference.
It's like, what is that? Now, I had to go through a few because there were some side effects that I didn't like. But anyway, pretty amazing. But here's some things they say that if you don't want to do it that way, it's like for lowering your blood pressure naturally, which Kyle tried that for 10 years and
so I'm sure diet is one of these things.
Oh, it gets down there a ways, but the extra ones, lose your extra pounds.
Dieting.
Yeah, and watch your waistline. Well, you can lose your pounds not by dieting, but just by exercise. So lose the weight to most effectively lifestyle changes for controlling blood pressure. In general, blood pressure might go down with each kilogram that you lose, or 2.2 pounds. I don't know. It's certainly easy to take that little pill. By the way, when I took my little pill for my cholesterol and my high blood pressure, my doctor said, now just don't go downtown and have the trucker special because you're having it. You could still eat reasonable, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, we threw that out. Exercise regularly. And they aim at least 30 minutes of moderate physical activity every day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's hard sometimes to fit that in.
Oh, I don't think so. It's just I'm way too lazy to do it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, 30 minutes, really.
It's not very much.
It's not very much. I mean, I spend 30 minutes combing my hair in the morning. So. Eat healthy. Well, that's going to be gone. And again, they've changed the thing that eating healthy is so much of a moving target is today X is healthy, tomorrow Y is healthy.
So true.
Just
such
eat
mixed
moderate.
Mixed messages too when you look online and I just think it's different for everybody's body. I think you know, some people can
eat 130
grams of protein.
Are avocados healthy or not?
I think avocados are healthiest.
Yeah, I thought so too. And yet, yesterday I read a list that they put those on the unhealthy list.
Really? Well, they are high in fat.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but it's considered a healthy fat.
Yeah.
So and high in calories, I think too. So,
you know, one thing I hadn't understood till I read an article recently, which may or may not just have been a fallacy, was a lot of times your diet affects your kidney function.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. Mm-hmm. And kidneys are kind of an important thing.
Well, yes.
So, yeah. So, you know, pay attention to the kidneys because it's a little harder to, well, if you don't have those working, it's a little difficult. Get proper sleep and rest. I'm good at that. I do that instead of exercising.
I sleep instead of exercise, yeah.
Reduce and manage stress.
That, to me, that's the hard one in life. It's like you have obligations and you have things, you have work, you know.
Two people do the same thing and one person's stressed and the other one is not?
I think so.
I think it's a mental thing more than anything.
I do too.
You know, if you just, it's like, hey, that's my job to fix troubles. Mm-hmm. And it's like, or you can say, oh, I got all these troubles. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an attitude as much as anything. But you can adjust your lifestyle. For instance, if rush hour is a stressor for you, then try going to work at a different time.
Yeah, well, some people don't have that choice, though.
Well,
they're expected to be at work at a certain time.
You could go to work at 3 a.m. when traffic is light and sleep the rest of the morning in your car.
In your car, I was going to say in your office.
In your office, like, yeah.
Curl up in the corner in a sleeping bag.
There you go. Huh. Limit alcohol. And I thought this was interesting. It was like, okay, they just say limit it. They don't say to give it up completely.
Eliminate it.
Eliminate. That's a good one. Limit. But I think this is obviously written by a man. Women limit it to 1 drink a day. Men, 2.
That's not fair.
How can that be?
Why is that? Why do they feel like men's bodies can handle that?
I know. And it's like, I could see if it was per pound of person or something like that. But because, for instance, I weigh literally twice as much as my wife.
Yeah.
So I get that. Everything needs to be about twice as much for me as her. But this just says men and women, and it's like, that isn't.
Yeah, a blanket statement that is too generalized, really. So, yeah, I'm sure you have a higher tolerance than your wife, probably.
Oh, I'm a professional.
Right, yeah. You've practiced.
Yes, exactly. Oh, well, stop smoking, and I think we all can agree on that one. Mm-hmm. And monitor your blood pressure at home. It's kind of fun.
To monitor your blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'll bring it out for the kids once in a while, as my children, who are now around 40, and do it. And it's kind of interesting.
You take everybody's blood pressure and then...
Well, again, it's just a cuff you shove on.
Well, that's what I mean, like kind of a game then.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Who can get their blood pressure the lowest?
Yeah. Well, I know that first pregnancy I had, I would go to the doctor and they would take my blood pressure and go, whoa. And they would make me lay on my left side there in the exam room for like 20 minutes. And then they would take it again just to see if they could get it down if I just were to relax. A lot of times it did go down. So
Actually, I'm a bit amused because there was a time that every healthcare provider, including dentist, took your blood pressure.
Yeah. And well, I just went to the eye doctor this week and they took my blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember what it was.
Except that I've read quite a bit about this, and there's a right way to do it. You're supposed to sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor, and your arm is supposed to be at the height of your heart. And first of all, almost no one props your arm up to high to your heart. Mm-hmm. But where they have you lay your arm, for a lot of people, that is that height. But when you're 6'3", it's lower.
It's lower.
And and I've done these experiments at home because of the little cuff, set in my recliner, lay back with my feet up.
Yeah.
Or then go sit at the kitchen table straight up.
Do you get different readings?
Oh, knocks 10 pounds off easy.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, well, there's a reason they do it that way. But then when you have everybody in the whole world taking it, and they're writing it down.
Right. Yes. Recording it for later.
They're recording it for later, and it goes on your permanent record. And someday they're going to write your name on the chalkboard.